I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jessica Benson, catch her on Grizz Radio Network. Catch her on Rise and Grind over at Grind City Media on Twitter at Jess Benson TV. She joins us every Tuesday. She joins us now. Are you joining us in your Ja Morant tech fleece, Jessica?
I am currently in an NBA Jam Ja Morant Jaren Jackson Jr. t-shirt, but I will be putting on my fleece the second I get a little chilly because, let me tell you, it's cozy.
Yeah, yeah. So give us a little bit of, because, a lot of people listening, this is up there in terms of the best giveaways the Grizz have done. Is it just one size for everybody? Are there going to be different sizes? Do you know?
Yes, I do know, actually. I can tell you that there are two sizes. There's extra large and there's medium. So somewhere in between there. They are light blue and they are a fleece inside, so they really are incredibly warm. And I know it's gotten so cold here recently, and I can honestly say I've worn that sweatshirt every day since it was given to me on Friday, which I should probably throw it in the wash. It's fine.
Yeah.
But when you look at it in person, it looks great. And so you can get the top of it tonight, which is the hoodie sweatshirt part, and then you'll have to come back later in the month when they do the pant part of the giveaway. But honestly, the top is my favorite. You have an amazing game to pair with it tonight with the Grizzlies and the Warriors, so why not come out, get a sweet Grizzlies sweatshirt, watch an awesome game.
So medium, extra large. No love, for the people who might fall in between that. That's a big range now.
It's a big range. And I'll be honest, if you live in that, medium life,
yes,
the pants are a little big. If you live in the large life,
yeah,
the pants are a little small. So there's just, and if you're in the extra large category, I think that probably fits the same way on if you trend towards a large or trends towards a double XL. But yeah, you're going to make it work. We'll all be in them together. We can all match, which
That's
is
right.
great. We can all match Ja Morant. Who doesn't want to do that?
Jessica, I got to ask you. I mean, Dylan Brooks now back out. He's out, then he's back in, now he's out. Steven Adams hopefully back in tonight, but he's out. At one point, Ja Morant misses Clippers. He's back for Lakers. Taylor Jenkins in and out. It doesn't seem to matter. All they do is win, and now they're, franchise record 9. We get all that. Why doesn't anything seem to get to this team, Jessica?
It's incredible the way that we've seen this team have the ability to truly take a plug-and-play nature into having to adapt when certain players are down. Even, Jaren Jackson Jr. has been great, but to see him step up and start at the 5 and the success that he had on this road trip to L.A., two straight games with 5 or more blocks and the defensive intensity there. He's had 20-plus points in 3 of his last 4 games. But no matter who it is, I think there would be a greater concern when you lose a player like Dylan Brooks, and it stinks, and it felt like we were finally building up to the potential of seeing this team at full strength, which I think had this aura of, now we can see the team is good, but what's that next level they can take if they really are fully healthy? And you hate to see Dylan have to miss any kind of time, but there is comfort in knowing that this team has figured out how to adapt without him. His defensive energy is still there, even when he's not on the court. I think he would have been really proud with some of that smack talk going on against the Lakers on Sunday. But it's just, it's remarkable, and it speaks to what the coaching staff has done to keep these players ready so that when their number is called or when there has to be an adjustment in what they're asked to do, they just go in there and do it. It really is that simple, and it's kind of special that it is that simple.
So sort of in that vein, right? Like clearly this is, and you know, I've seen, you know, some guys on the team say we you know, we're Jaren or whoever, we think we're, you know, among the closest teams in the NBA. Do you now have to be, you know, because this front office, right, their dynamic and their makeup has been, they don't mind being aggressive. They don't mind, you know, going out and making deals for the long term. They don't mind, you know, they're willing to trade Jay Crowder, you know, even as a guy that's helping the team, if they think they might get something better in return down the line. They have not been afraid of change. Do you almost think now you have to be really sensitive to, you know, even though you've done things a certain way leading up to this, do you think you have to sort of be extra sensitive about any moves you might make, given just the culture, right, that we talk about? Do you think you have to be really sensitive to that moving forward as the front office?
I think absolutely. And when you have something working in the way that it is right now, and when you do have a group that seems to have the locker room connectivity, not just locker room connectivity, but just being legit friends and people who like each other, who like coming to work each day and playing with one another, every conversation you have has to sit in the space of, okay, if we pull this one Jenga piece out of the equation, does that risk toppling that chemistry down? Certainly, if you're the Grizzlies front office, you want to get this team to the place where, all right, we went from, are the Grizzlies going to have the opportunity to get out of the play-in tournament and just straight up make the playoffs? Now we're even in the conversation of, could they host a playoff series? Then it becomes a, okay, what takes them to that next level of being a contender, and TBD what that looks like for the rest of the year. So it has to be the right fit, but that's certainly a luxury that the Grizzlies are in right now, that you don't feel like you necessarily have to go chasing something just for the sake of the chase right now.
How about this tag the Grizzlies are getting as sort of the trash, we'll put it that way, trash talkingest team in the league? Is it something that we should embrace?
I love it. I think the thing that's so fun about it this year is, you know, they had this last season. This didn't just come out of nowhere, and they had this level of swagginess and feistiness that came out, and kind of being that young team that wasn't afraid to step up and go at it against some of the vets and the more veteran-laden teams. The difference this year is now you have the wins to back it up, and you have the tools there to be getting out to a 9-game winning streak, whereas last year sometimes some of those things would fall apart. And even in a situation like you saw over the weekend, you get out to a, you know, 29-point lead, and then the team starts coming back. There were situations last season where those games would unravel. Now you have won such a big lead that you can almost afford for a team like the Lakers to go on a 23-1 run. You don't love to see it. You don't want to see it. And I'm sure it gave Brad Jones something to address with the team after what would have just been a pretty commanding win. But now you have the smack talk with the results to back it up, right? And that's a pretty special secret sauce.
Yeah, as long as you're backing it up, I'm good with it. We know it got under LeBron's skin. We also saw that it got under Halsey's skin. Jessica, Halsey, superstar or no?
I don't think you can call her a superstar because so many people don't. I was shocked at how many people don't know Halsey.
Yes. Yeah.
I would not call myself a Halsey super fan by any means, but certainly, you know, when she started dating G-Eazy and him and I and Eastside and all the songs that came out.
It's like
that.
You and Chris, right? Like you and Chris kind of feel like you have like a him and I thing going on.
Right. I hope we have a better final result than having to. I hope I don't leave him so sad.
I think John,
I really hope in the end.
I think John might be a little offended that you don't think of Hall as a superstar.
I am a little offended. I actually am. I feel like you of all people, I kind of was hoping that you would come in here and be able to talk some sense.
No,
I have a legitimate question for you because I was working on my pregame show and I was trying to figure out, like, how do you define Halsey? Would you call her, like, multi-platinum artist Halsey? She's never won a Grammy, and I know Grammys
Is that the bar
here
now,
there,
I mean?
Or whatever. Who cares? No, it's not. That's the point. But, like, you can't say, like, Grammy award-winning artist
multi-platinum,
Halsey.
Multi-platinum.
Okay.
Singer-songwriter, actress, right? She's in Sing, the Sing movies. She's, like, one of the voices.
Oh, I was not even aware of that.
She's, like, a voice.
Yeah. I mean,
Big deal.
She's, you know, she's probably more geared toward, because, Jessica, I think you and I are about the same age, so she's probably more geared toward, like, the generation after us, if that makes sense. But I still feel like,
absolutely.
But you really should still like Jason was saying yesterday that she is untalented. Let's be clear, that was not conversation.
No, she's
the
wildly talented.
That, it wasn't that she has no talent. It was that Lizzo has more in her pinky toe than Halsey does. Yes.
Okay. That, I don't, I
Doesn't sound like something she's interested in disputing.
Yeah.
Yes. No, she's very talented. And I remember the first time I thought she was really talented, she was on SNL a couple years ago. And that was the first time I was like, oh, she's more than just, you know, a pop star or whatever, a couple hits along the way. She is talented. But I was shocked that, you know, we sit in this space now and as a 90s child, Christina Aguilera was at the game, too, on Sunday night, and no one was talking about her.
Wow.
It was just Halsey. But I guess Christina didn't come for Desmond Bain. So, and Christina is X. She had that X-Tina period. Yes. She could have really, you know, we could have made a thing with it. Whatever.
Yes. Yeah, Christina, she's just a thing of the past, man. You know, it is what it is. All right, on to the college football championship game. Was it nice? Like, did you enjoy seeing a team like Georgia that had not done it in 41 years win, or was it just like, oh, great, another SEC team? I know as a Pac-12 fan, like, you don't know how that feels. Or at least it's been so long that you've forgotten how it feels. Like, how do you look at the SEC, but the national championship game?
It's okay. I don't need a national championship game because the USC Trojans men's basketball team is 13-0.
That's right.
Wow.
Hey. That's right.
We can be the football mecca and the basketball mecca, but no, just a smidgen. I think I went into the game last night with a general sense of frustration that I think many of us who do not have direct SEC ties feel from time to time, which is that, oh, here we go again, an all SEC matchup, blah, 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 blah. It just means more. But it was wonderful to see it for Georgia and for it just not to be Alabama. And then the situation with Stetson Bennett. I mean, the number of times that young man said when he was being interviewed after the game, I wasn't going to be the reason that we lost that game. I just felt for him because you know that the weight of that very legitimate scenario was just sitting on his shoulders. And I'm so happy that it went one way and not the other. And we can talk about Stetson Bennett, the legend who ended the drought for Georgia and got them a national championship. And then, of course, their defense stepping up. We knew that defense was legit and nasty all season long, and it felt nice that the team that we really thought was the best team in college football throughout the year ended up being the one to raise the trophy last night.
So how much time are you giving Lincoln Riley before you're expecting him to be in that game?
I'll be generous. I'll give him 3 years.
Okay, I think that's fair, right? Because there's some work to do out there. It'll take you, right? That's 3 years is fair.
I think so. I think that gives a certain level of patience. And I know yesterday, I mean, Jackson Dart has entered the transfer portal, who was USC's quarterback. And so all the conversation is, will Caleb Williams be following Lincoln Riley? And we'll see. It could be a faster track, and that would be awesome. I just hope that we eventually get to a spot where the playoff is expanded and USC would have a quicker chance of making it into that playoff, at least, if that was the case.
Now, to this undefeated basketball team, it looks like you, John, and Boogie Ellis, y'all haven't played anybody.
Some could say that. Some could say that that's been a situation. And even tonight, I mean, they play Stanford, who I don't know when Stanford's last game was, but dealing with
they're a top five team in the country, Jessica. We don't have to apologize for this.
Okay,
nor are we
right.
going to. No, we're not going
to. We don't have to defend. We don't have to try to build this up into anything.
I mean, who is Jason repping right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, you come to the table, what do you just have?
I'm repping a great Memphis turnaround. Is that okay? Is that, you remember you graduated from that? Remember that school?
I mean, I hope it happens, but we're talking about a top five team here, Coach.
It's true.
All right. So you won't come at us for not playing nobody. We don't lose.
Let me ask you this, Jessica. Your confidence level in Ja Morant pushing him past Luka, right, and getting to All-Star starter, can we get it done?
I think we can. I think right now the energy and the synergy with this team, honestly, tonight's game is huge, and you don't want to put too much on a game on January 11th, but when it comes to the conversations of even the MVP conversation, which, ooh, I know, big scary, but you have the MVP favorite in Steph Curry, and when you have a situation of Steph Curry and Ja Morant on the same basketball court, it will come down. Yes, it's what the greater team does, but a lot of it will come down into how that matchup plays out, who outshines the other. I just think there's a chance because I don't see any other player doing what Ja Morant is doing right now. I hate the term broke the internet at this point because the internet is very much not broken. But when he had that chase down block, it was all across my timeline. And it was all across my Twitter timeline, my Instagram, Facebook, even going old school and getting on there every now and then. Like, everyone was talking about that. And how can you not want that to be a starter in your All-Star game, because all that does is put eyeballs on that situation as well.
Yeah, no, 100%. There is no question about that. Hey, Jessica, 4 o'clock is the tip off, so don't miss that. USC at Stanford. I know you know, but just a reminder.
I brought it up to Brevin Knight this morning.
Yeah.
So I've been ready.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to go.
4 o'clock. Don't miss it. I'm assuming that'll be on TV somewhere here in the Memphis area.
Got a much more important game to worry about.
Go to your local bar.
Yeah, well,
ask for the USC Stanford game.
How could you not root for Boogie? I mean, come on, man. He was a good kid. He repped for Memphis, spent 2 years here. You know, he's doing well. You know, we root for things like that. Hey, Jessica, appreciate you as always.
Thank you,
See you guys. Have a good one.
Yep, you too. She is Jessica Benson, joins every single Tuesday here on the show. Big game tonight, obviously. Catch her on the Grizz Radio Network right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. What you got over there, man? You got
Did you see what Connor just sent us from from NBA Communications?
What
to
did
that,
he
to
us?
That point that Jessica was just making, Connor sent us a thing from NBA Communications. I guess they just tweeted this out, right, Connor? Sunday ranks as the most viewed regular season day ever on the NBA's Instagram with 103 million viewers. Here were the top three posts. Klay Thompson's intro, 22.3 million, second most viewed NBA Instagram video ever. Thompson and Curry pregame, 16.4 million. Number three, Ja Morant's block, 13 million.
Wow.
Hey, how about that?
The NBA does do social media better than pretty much anybody else.
The most viewed regular season day ever on their Instagram, and a ton of it was because of Ja Morant. 13 million.
Klay's return was the highest average viewers they had on NBA TV since 2016, and it's the most regular season social media stuff they've ever had. So tonight's game, it's got a shot.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Ja probably do something else we can't believe.
I'm sure.
It seems like he's doing it every night now.
Yeah.
They were smart putting him 1 and 2 in those power rankings. They knew what they were doing.
100%.
Yeah, having that game on tonight for sure. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jeff Cox is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the Grizz, about football championship, all that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ring in the new year with a bang at the largest gun range and gun store in the Mid-South, Top Gun Memphis, and you can do it by shooting a machine gun. That's right. You don't have to fly to Vegas to ring in the new year. You can shoot 3 different machine guns at Top Gun Memphis for just $99. So if you're ready to have a blast in the new year, come on out to Top Gun Memphis. You can also buy the gift card online at TopGunMemphis.com. That's TopGunMemphis.com. 2770 Witten Road or online at TopGunMemphis.com.
There's a security guard who works the floor at Grizzlies games, and whenever he sees me looking particularly good, he smiles and says, "O'Call." And he's right, of course. That's what the folks at O'Call can do. They can help you find the perfect clothing to look and feel your very best. That's the reason O'Call has been helping Memphians since before James Naismith invented basketball. So visit O'Call at Poplar and Ridgeway. It's a Memphis institution because it's fresher and better today than it has ever been.
Did you miss a show this week you want to hear? Podcasts of every 92.9 ESPN local show are available to download by the day and hour. The 92.9 Podcast Library, powered by Action 24/7, Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at action247.com.
Get some great deals on a good night's rest. You're invited to save at Casper's biannual bedtime sale. Up to 50% off select mattresses, bedding, pillows, and more. You could save up to $1,000 on select mattresses and more savings on items like Casper's mattress topper, Perkel sheets, and foam pillow. Build the bedroom of your dreams for less. Enjoy up to 50% off select mattresses, bedding, and more on Casper.com. Exclusions apply. Items marked as final sale may not be returned or exchanged, except in accordance with applicable warranty. See Casper.com/promo for details.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now extended through January 14th, join a clean and spacious Planet Fitness for zero enrollment and only $10 a month. With tons of equipment and free fitness training, it's the perfect place for everybody to work out.
Even me, mister, I'm so stressed I grind my teeth more than most people grind coffee.
Especially you. Give your anxiety clenched jaw a rest.
My molars will be so happy.
Start feeling fit-tacular today. Join InClub or at planetfitness.com. Zero enrollment, $10 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends January 14th. See club for details.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deirdre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
With just one spray of Microban 24, your hard surfaces are sanitized for up to 24 hours. Touch after touch after touch.
So 6 hours from now?
Still sanitized.
12 hours?
Yep.
18 hours.
We're really doing this.
24 hours.
When used as directed, one spray of Microban keeps killing 99.9% of bacteria touch after touch for, yeah, up to 24 hours.
Wow.
Microban 24. The sanitizer 4 out of 5 doctors would use in their own homes. So why aren't you?
Jason and John guests appear via the Landmark Heating and Air phone line, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Price. Price. Do you have any price?
The best wings in Memphis? They belong to the Wing Guru. That is a fact. DoorDash, Uber Eats, several locations in Memphis. Get your fix at the Wing Guru. My go-to flavor, there are a lot of them. My go-to flavor, however, garlic sriracha. But you might not like garlic sriracha. You may be more of a spicy taco. You might be more of a honey suicide. 21 flavors of wings, something for everybody over at the Wing Guru. Get your fix today.
It's all good. I like the Nashville hot. Don't discriminate just because it's got Nashville. It's fantastic what Billy Richmond has done with that flavor. But all 21 of them, as John mentioned, are fantastic. The spicy taco, the garlic sriracha. The original location was 5699 Mount Moriah. Now he's got an empire. He's in Cuyahoga, Millington, Bartlett. Opening soon, Silo Square in South Haven. Moving out to Atlanta. It's all because those wings are so good. Try his bone-in thighs. They're just as good. If you love his wings, you're going to love his thighs. Our man Billy Richmond, the former Tiger basketball player, is on an absolute roll. He is the king of wings. Go see him for yourself. Lunch, dinner, tailgates, parties, head over to the Wing Guru and look for their dry rub seasoning, Guru Gold Sauce at Kroger and Super Low. When you see Billy Richmond, you tell him that Jason and John sent you.
DeAndre Williams remained out for the Tigers' victory against Cincinnati. Kenneth Roy was asked. Kenneth Roy, of course, was his coach and sort of has been his guy, right, since he, I guess, went through, you know, his recruiting process way back in the day. Kenneth Roy was asked on Twitter, when is DeAndre coming back? And, look, that's a question that we all want to know the answer to, right? We all want to know when DeAndre will return because the fact of the matter is he is the best player on the team. He just is in terms of at the college basketball level, right? He's, you know, 25, 26 years old. That's part of it. But his value to this team is pretty obvious.
One of the most important, yes, if not the most important.
Kenneth Roy responded to that question by saying, soon, I hope. So not like, you know, this, oh, he'll be back tomorrow, he'll be back, you know, this week, you know, not a definitive answer by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, it underscores a desire to get back, right? It underscores an attempt and an effort to get back on the court. When will that be? We shall see. But they're going to need him. That is obvious. He was the biggest reason why they made their late season run last year. He was instrumental in several different victories. They respond to him, right? He sets the tone. And so they need him back. I mean, you're just not going to be able to do this and expect to do this, especially on the road, right? Like, you know, when you're at UCF, when you're at Houston, when you're at, you know, pick a place, you're going to need DeAndre Williams on the court to expect to win. Can you do it without him? You did it against Cincinnati, but it took everything. It just did.
It really did.
You had to score 87 points.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just not going to do that every game. You know, how often can you expect, you know, Tyler to have 20 points? I mean, I think that's a lot to ask of him. So they got to get him back, and they got to do it sooner than later. Most places have Memphis in the tournament. Like, if you, like, most experts, pundits, whatever.
Yes.
Jerry Palm's got him in the tournament. Joe Lunardi has him back in the tournament, mm-hmm. I believe. You know, every, you know, so, again, not comfortably 12 seed, play-in type, but in. And I think what we would all agree on is if that is the only way, and if Memphis is just destined to be a 10, 11, 12 seed just because of the bad L's they've taken, you have DeAndre Williams back on this team. That's the kind of ingredients and recipe for maybe you surprise a lot of people as a double-digit seed and make, you know, a second weekend type of run.
Yeah, I still think there's a way to get out of that double-digit seed. It doesn't have to be that. I mean, if you can continue this, that's what DeAndre Williams sort of represents for me, is that at a time you've won 4 out of 5 and you're hoping, you know, that okay, starting to get some consistency going. Roles, you know, guys are figuring out roles and the roles they'll be asked to play. You get DeAndre back in the mix, a guy who was essentially your MVP last year,
yep.
And it adds to that consistency, that feeling that, okay, we're getting whole again. That's the key to having DeAndre Williams back. Not to mention, we talked about it, when Memphis has him and Duren, you have the front court advantage. In the AAC, you're going to have it on most nights. Josh Carlton is coming into his own for Houston, but again, Houston's not going to have two with the skill level that you have with Duren and DeAndre.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.